The art of war is the greatest affair of the state. It is of vital importance because it forms the basis of life and death, the road to either survival or to ruin. Hence, under no circumstances can the art of war be neglected. Its principles must be thoroughly pondered and analyzed. The art of war, then, is governed by five constant factors to be taken into account in one's deliberation when seeking to determine the conditions obtaining in the field. These are the moral law, heaven, earth, the commander, method, and discipline. The moral law causes the people to be in complete accord with their ruler, so that they will follow him regardless of their lives, undismayed by any danger. Heaven signifies night and day, cold and heat, time and seasons. Earth comprises distances, great and small, danger and security, open ground and narrow passes, the chances of life and death. Commander stands for the virtues of wisdom, sincerity, benevolence, courage, and strictness. By method and discipline are to be understood the marshaling of the army in its proper subdivisions, the gradations of rank among the officers, the maintenance of roads by which supplies may reach the army, and the control of military expenditure. These five heads should be familiar to every general. He who knows them will be victorious. He who knows them not will fail. Therefore, in your deliberations, when seeking to determine the military conditions, let them be made the basis of a comparison in this way. Which of the two sovereigns is imbued with the moral law? Which of the two generals has most ability? With whom lie the advantages derived from heaven and earth? On which side is discipline most rigorously enforced? Which army is stronger? On which side are officers and men more highly trained? In which army is there the greatest constancy, both in reward and punishment? By means of these seven considerations, I can forecast victory or defeat. of defeat. Victory or defeat. Victory or defeat. Victory or defeat.